are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I guess the manhunt on Christopher Dorner, ex-LAPD cop, who has been, you know, going on a shooting rampage, killing cops and their daughters, etc., I guess has now extended as far down as Mexico. From what we understand, it has gone international as police raided a Mexico hotel overnight and are looking into surveillance footage of the accused cop killer purchasing scuba gear at a California sporting goods store. So apparently they had seen surveillance of him purchasing scuba gear prior to this. Now, why? I don't know. Don't know if he was going to plan on hiding out underwater. Dorner is seen in the footage, reportedly from the sports chalet in Torrance, California, on February 1. He was purchasing and refilling air tanks days before the string of alleged killings began. He's 33 years old. He's a former LAPD cop. He had been assigned to a naval undersea warfare unit while serving in the Navy. Lieutenant Andy Neiman said at a press conference, there's no telling why he was purchasing scuba gear. Now, a hotel in Tijuana, Mexico was raided last night on a tip that Dorner was there, but Dorner was not found. U.S. Marshals still searching for Dorner south of the border. Now, remember, Roy, understand, I believe the Los Angeles County had offered a $1 million reward for anybody that could find him. And so we are kind of noticing now all these tips. And I'm hoping people aren't going on, I hope people aren't doing this on purpose, leading police to go on a wild goose chase. I mean, you always got to be careful of that. Yes, you want to get other people involved, hoping to, you know, help find somebody that's armed and dangerous. But then on the other hand, sometimes when you do something like this, you start to get idiots out there. From what I understand, there's actually a fan club for this guy. I think on Facebook, there's a fan club. People think he's a hero. Are you kidding me? Whenever something like this happens, there's always idiots that come out of the woodwork. On Monday, Border Patrol officials said there were longer than usual lines at the San Diego-Tijuana border crossing because of more intense scrutiny of cars and pedestrians heading south. The Border Patrol said the closer inspections were part of the manhunt for Dorner. Wow. I guess in an affidavit, the U.S. Marshal Service mentioned a possible associate of Dorner whose family member had property in Arrow Bear Lake, according to KABC. And I guess the property in Arrow Bear Lake is close by Big Bear Mountain. That's where many of the cops have been looking. You know, from what we understand, there's been some rumor that he wants to come to Vegas. Or, you know, he may hide out in Vegas. But the Vegas cops, they're not going to put up with this. Oh, hell no. No, they've told me. They're like, oh, no way. You know, what he's done, from what we understand, is try to thwart anybody from coming to him saying, you know, look, he is going to hunt you down. I mean, he is going to shoot anybody that comes after him. So he's trying to intimidate people from going out and finding him. You know, although police are very hard to intimidate. These guys are tough. So new reports have also surfaced that Dorner checked into the Navy Gateway Inn and Suites in Point Loma, California, using his Navy ID card 2 days before the killings began. He kept pointing his face away from the camera, trying to purposely avoid the cameras that were at the front desk. I could believe it. You know, so anyway, they're still, you know, going on. What blows my mind is how he could be so... what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, how he could escape. I mean, this long, how he could evade authorities this long. But keep in mind, this guy has military training and the guy has, police training. So he's a pretty adept fellow. He faces capital murder charges that involve the killing of Riverside police officer Michael Crane, who was gunned down in an ambush last Thursday. Capital murder charge could result in the death penalty. Crane had been married with 2 children, ages 10 and 4. The charges yet do not involve the slayings of Monica Kwan and her fiancé, who were found shot to death February 3rd. Kwan was the daughter of a former LAPD captain, Randall Kwan, who was mentioned as a target of Dorner's fury in his manifesto. Apparently, he wrote a 6,000-page manifesto on his Facebook page, outlined his anger at the Los Angeles Police Department for firing him, made threats against individuals he believed were responsible for ending his career with the police force 5 years ago. This guy is crazy, just absolutely crazy. And for some reason, he's been able to evade the police thus far. We will keep you posted. It's a shame. It's a shame that this could go on this long. And it's scary. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, many of you love lean cuisine. I like it. They're tasty. They're low in calories, hopefully low in salt. Well, apparently there is a voluntary recall of more than 500,000 entrees when glass was found in a lean cuisine mushroom ravioli. Three customers reported finding glass fragments in the entrees. No injuries luckily have been reported. The recalls cover, I didn't know they had mushroom ravioli. That tastes good. That sounds good. The recall covers packages of Culinary Collection mushroom, Mezzaluna ravioli, produced in early November and distributed nationwide. Apparently there's lot numbers you guys could look up. No other products are involved, but you could always contact Nestle. Doesn't that blow your mind? You know, you'll talk about something and then you'll realize that the parent company is, oh, really, Nestle? Like Minute Maid. I had no idea Minute Maid was related to Coca-Cola. You know, that just, but I guess that's what happens. So anyway, you can contact Lean Cuisine or Nestle. Apparently in 2001, Lean Cuisine dinners had to be recalled after red plastic was in their food. And then in 2008, there was a recall when chunks of blue plastic were in their food. So somebody needs to smack that machine upside its head for shooting out little plastic pieces in the food. That's ridiculous. You know, always inspect your food. You know, we kind of get lazy. Do you notice that, how we kind of get lazy when it comes to checking our food? Because we think when we, you know, buy something at a store or it's packaged, it's good. Just like washing off, like, you know, pre-washed foods. Do you really trust that? Wash it off yourself. Don't be lazy, people. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about how Mountain Dew is coming out with its own energy drink as if it doesn't have enough caffeine in of itself. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. This isn't a singing show. Yeah, that's American Idol. Go watch that. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. I love Don, honestly. The show couldn't be where it is today if it wasn't for everybody at GCM. These guys rock. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Talk Superstation, XM Satellite, and all the affiliates out there. If you ever have any questions, call it at 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, or you can email us at drdahlia.com. So I guess Pepsi Company is going to roll out a new Mountain Dew flavored drink, because Pepsi owns Mountain Dew, with a new drink. It's a breakfast drink called Kickstart. It has caffeine, even more than what Mountain Dew already has, 5% real fruit juice with vitamins B and C. How healthy. 5% real fruit juice. Oh, boy. Well, I feel safe and secure with that one. Mountain Dew representative Elisa Baker told the LA Times that their customers were looking for an alternative to traditional morning beverages like coffee and tea. The company did extensive research into the possibilities and apparently found that a lot of people want to drink soda in the morning. It's true. We talked about that. We talked about that's what Brad Pitt gives his kids in the morning, some Coca-Cola just to get them up. That's what I used to do. I used to take a sip of Coca-Cola to wake myself up before a 36-hour shift. I don't drink coffee. It's not healthy, though. Not healthy. Honestly, a really good breakfast, I think, would probably be the smarter thing to do. The soda maker says it does not think of Kickstart as an energy drink. It has 92 milligrams of caffeine per 16-ounce can, which is 20 more milligrams than Mountain Dew, and about the same as a cup of coffee. Rockstar has 276 milligrams of caffeine in its 24-ounce cans. So this one has 92 milligrams of caffeine in a 16-ounce can. And, of course, if you drink it cold, you're going to be drinking that pretty quickly. Proving their dedication to a healthy, balanced breakfast, PepsiCo, who obviously are the front runners and making sure we're eating healthy in the morning, made sure to cut Kickstart sugar content by using artificial sweeteners. So that's healthy. Each can has 80 calories, half the amount in a regular soda. PepsiCo calls Kickstart juice flavors like energizing orange citrus and energizing fruit punch, say it does resemble an energy drink. But because of the Mountain Dew taste, kids everywhere will see Kickstart for what it really is, soda for breakfast. That is exactly what we want, kids drinking soda for breakfast. I can't thank you enough, Pepsi Company, for doing this. Okay, I'm trying to get my kids to not drink soda for breakfast. But I have to give them credit from a marketing standpoint. This is what people are doing. Rather than waiting for a cup of coffee, they're drinking soda. They're drinking a Red Bull. They're drinking a Rockstar. Even though it's not good for you, okay, companies aren't in business to decide what's good for you or not. Companies are in business to make money. And I have to hand it to them from a marketing perspective. You know, yeah, come up with something that looks healthy. Throw some vitamins in there, some real fruit juice. Have the caffeine. You can market it as such. I don't think it's a smart thing for consumers to buy. But I do have to hand it to the company for being a little wily in this economy. It's just I really don't want to start seeing these ads and seeing my children think that they're drinking a healthy breakfast drink. You know, but then again, I mean, you look at what a lot of our kids eat, drink for breakfast. Not that I'm saying they should substitute for this Kickstart, but you know, let's say they eat Cocoa Krispies, and they eat some of the Cocoa Krispies, and then they drink the chocolate flavored milk. How many vitamins are they getting? Well, you know, it depends on the box. You know, you could read the box. Some of these cereals are fortified. There is a lot of sugar in them, and then maybe the milk. You know, if it's non-fat milk, they'll be getting their calcium and vitamin D, maybe some less fat. So, I mean, it's not like kids and people on the run are eating the healthiest breakfast anyway. I would rather it be something like a V8 or something that has, you know, vegetables in it, etc., like smoothies. I love it when my patients make a smoothie in the morning. That's exactly what you need to do. All right? You put your banana in there. You put your orange in there. You throw some raspberries or some strawberries in there, some fat-free milk, maybe add some cinnamon, make that into a drink that you carry around all morning, sipping on it. It helps you lose weight and you get your daily fruit. To me, that's not that bad a breakfast. Eating a couple eggs, a slice of toast, you know, having some fruit. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see what the ads look like. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We reviewed how we eat too much salt. Most Americans consume 3,600 milligrams of sodium each day when the American Heart Association only wants us consuming 1.5. Right? So more than half of that, is the recommendation. Government recommends 2,300 milligrams per day of sodium and 1,500 milligrams for those 51 and older. So they say you need to watch your salty six foods. We talked about bread and rolls, cold cuts, cured meats, pizza, poultry, soup, and sandwiches. Those are the salty six groups. And they believe that if you could cut your salt just by a half a teaspoon a day, that we could save 500,000 lives, a half a million lives over the next 10 years. If you cut it even more than that, 1.2 million lives. So, you know, this was published in yesterday's journal, Hypertension, yesterday's, I guess, online publishing of in Hypertension. And it just kind of reminds us that we're just eating way too much salt. We are really overdoing it with the salt. And any way we could cut back, we should, even if it's a half a teaspoon a day. Blows your mind. Now, I don't add salt You know, but like, for example, you know, many companies have a lot of salt in them. Now, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg announced today that 21 food and restaurant companies have voluntarily reduced the salt content in some of their products as a part of the National Salt Reduction Initiative. That's what's going on now. The National Salt Reduction Initiative. So Kraft, for example, reduced sodium in their Kraft Singles American Slices by 18%. Unilever cutting sodium by 20% for its Ragu Old World style traditional tomato sauce. Subway reducing sodium by 30% from its Italian BMT and Subway Club sandwiches. So honestly, if you're a restaurant or if you have a product or a franchise, might not hurt for you to make an announcement that you're cutting salt too. Okay? You'll get some business out of it, and you'll make people think that, you know, they're eating something healthy, even though there's probably so much other crap in a lot of the food anyway. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, many of you suffer from irritable bowel syndrome. We talk about this a lot. You got the gas, you got the bloating, you either have diarrhea or you have constipation. Well, feeling bloated and gassy, etc., a lot of times is your own fault. It's not so much genetic. And they say if you do become constipated or have diarrhea, bloated or gassy for at least 3 days a month over a period of 3 consecutive months, you may be diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome. Of course, make sure you're still getting your colonoscopies and getting yourself checked. It's estimated that 1 in 6 Americans, particularly women, have this, and it's the most common intestinal problem seen by GI docs. No two cases are the same, and there's really no cure. There is a new medicine that's out that is supposed to help treat IBS symptoms. The original one that was out, Zelnorm, had to be taken off the market. But we're hearing some good things about this latest medicine. But what could you do to decrease your IBS? Well, I mean, I always bring up Beano. If you're having trouble digesting onions, if you're having trouble digesting vegetables, Beano sometimes is wonderful, so I recommend that. But according to Fox News, they recommend, A, keep it simple. Okay? You know, you may want to switch to plain foods, getting rid of some of the heavily seasoned foods to try to figure out what ingredient could be a problem. You got to do a food diary. We've talked about that. Watch your portions. If you overeat or eat too big a meal, you start to bloat. Abdominal cramping. So try to eat smaller portions throughout the day. Sometimes grazing throughout the day may actually help you not have that big, huge bolus of food. Avoid the greasy, high fatty foods. Sometimes greasy foods could also cause you to have more of those irritable bowel syndromes. Lean feeds, fruits, vegetables, whole grains may help. Some of you may give you gas, some of it may help. They say keep that food diary, which is what I bring up all the time. This way, if you do feel gassy or bloated a few hours later or the next day, you can go back and see what you ate that could have possibly done it. Okay, you gotta know what you eat. You also have to make sure you're eating your fiber. The more fiber you have, the more you poop. Then you aren't holding that poop back. When you are constipated, some of you don't think you are because you poop every day. But if you only poop, let's say, an inch worth of poop, and you actually have 2-3 inches left, well, that builds up every day, and you become constipated. So you want to make sure you're getting your whole grains, your fruits, your oats, your vegetables, etc. Make sure you're upping your fiber. Blueberries onto your yogurt or cereal helps. And fluids. When I was diagnosed with the irritable bowel, you know, they said you got to drink a lot more water. So I was told to drink at least 8 glasses of water a day. And the water helps with constipation. So you get your fiber in, you eat smaller meals throughout the day, try to avoid foods that cause gas, like, you know, a lot of foods that have, like, a lot of spices. You know, get that food diary because you're going to be the one to probably figure it out. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, we were talking about earlier this show about the Heart Attack Grill. This is a restaurant in Las Vegas. I thought maybe they had two locations. I know there's one location for sure on the Strip near Fremont Street where they have burgers, like a 9,900 calorie, 3-pound burger. And the reason why it's called Heart Attack Grill is it's a medically themed restaurant. I think the food servers are in nursing outfits. The owner, John Basso, they call him Doc John. Their burgers, you got the quadruple bypass burger, the triple bypass burger. And I guess, I mean, some of these burgers are so loaded up with calories, they call themselves a Heart Attack Grill. Well, last year, a 29-year-old died having a heart attack. I believe he was actually eating there, and people thought it was just part of the routine. So nobody went over to help him. Anyway, he ends up dying. And then I guess now we have a second person who was a huge fan, was actually basically an unofficial spokesman for the Heart Attack Grill, but would always be out there, I guess, in front, you know, telling people, come on in to eat. Now, his name was John Alleman, and unfortunately, he suffered a heart attack last week as he waited at the bus stop in front of the restaurant. It was located inside the Neonopolis at Fremont Street and Las Vegas Boulevard. He had been taken off short life support yesterday. Now, you know, people are really concerned about this place, hearing that there were two deaths after eating there. Now, you almost wonder, well, okay, you know, the Heart Attack Grill, of course, gets a lot of heat, okay, because of its name and because of its high calories. But how many people have dropped dead from eating fast food? Okay, I mean, so to speak. Well, he went and he had a Big Mac and he died that night. Nobody's going to blame McDonald's. Okay, they're going to blame the whole picture. They're going to blame the way they've been eating for years and cholesterol, etc. I mean, from what I understand, the Heart Attack Grill is very open, extremely open about what its calorie counts are. Not to mention, it's not like it's trying to hide the fact that they got high calorie foods. It's called the Heart Attack Grill. I mean, that's pretty obvious, don't you think? The restaurant opened in October 2011. Basso, the owner, said Alleman would stand outside the doors every day, coaxing customers to come in. Later, he became a fixture at the restaurant that he loved. When he wasn't working security at an abandoned high-rise construction site, he would always be at the grill, talking to customers, eating a burger, never missed a day. Even on Christmas, people just loved him. He connected him with people. Now, apparently this gentleman who died did have a pretty significant family history for heart disease. Both his parents had died in their 50s. Unfortunately, this place is going to get a lot more heat, and I really don't think it's the restaurant's problem. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second. You know, if he's eating there every day, it is the restaurant's fault. No, it's the patient's fault. Okay, nobody's begging the patient to eat there, you know. In February 2012, one man thought he was having a heart. Oh, yeah. 2 months later, after the one gentleman died, a woman suffered from a similar medical problem while eating a double bypass burger. It is unclear at the time if her medical issue was related to the food. Now, Alleman only weighed 180 pounds. He wasn't over 200 pounds or over 300 pounds, like the other guy who I think weighed about 500 pounds. So this gentleman was a slim person. Now, some of you have asked me, well, then, Dahlia, is there anything that could acutely happen that puts you at risk for a heart attack? I mean, is it always what you had eaten before and build up? Could anybody, while eating a burger, drop dead of a heart attack? I guess, in theory, yes. In theory, if you took on such a high sodium load, maybe, you know, I guess in theory, I mean, we know people who drink alcohol are at very high risk for heart attack or stroke when they're doing it because of the high blood pressure spike, so there could be an argument that how I look at it is if you're going to drop dead of a heart attack while you're eating a high caloric burger, you got problems already. You know, I don't want to blame that one particular burger. They also have flatliner fries. They have the most calorific burger. They have, I'm trying to see what else is on their menu. What we do know is no burial or funeral arrangements have been made yet, but the owner will actually close the day of the funeral in his honor. And the owner will also match dollar for dollar any contributions made to offset medical and funeral expenses incurred by Mr. Alleman's brother. So that's pretty cool. I mean, that's more than what a business owner has to do. If people don't want to eat that way, if people don't want there to be high caloric restaurants, then the demand will call for it. If there's no demand, the restaurant will go out of business. But if there's demand, the restaurant will stay in place. That's why I get so mad when you see these groups try to ruin other people's businesses by trying to pick in and say things about them, etc. I mean, think about it, okay? Whoever wants to go there and eat a 9,900 calorie burger obviously isn't making the best choices, but that's not for the government or society to decide. Okay, if he wants to eat a 9,900 calorie burger, that's his choice. Seeing that the government wants to step in, and how public health groups want to step in when these things happen. Okay, then step in with education. But if somebody doesn't realize that a 9,900 calorie burger or a 10,000 calorie burger isn't good for you, I don't think there's no helping that person. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of a person who needed help and unfortunately didn't get it, Storage Wars lost one of its stars to a suicide death, possibly, yesterday. They believe that Mark Bolelo, who had made frequent appearances on the show, was found dead of presumed carbon monoxide poisoning on Monday morning. Apparently, he had been arrested for a possible drug-related offense. He called his fiancée, was released from jail. She met him at his office. He was so distraught, thought he might self-harm. Apparently, he took a little nap. They spoke. He took a nap. He woke up feeling better. Next day, found dead by his partner. Pretty scary stuff. We kind of talked about suicide and what are some of the signs right before it happens. I'm not going to go back into it, but please visit our previous shows and podcasts. It's a shame. It's a shame. Lindsey Vonn is the Olympic skier who had a horrible fall last week, a horrible crash. She had shred two ligaments on her right knee. From what we understand, she has undergone her surgery. U.S. ski team said Dr. William Sterrett, a physician for the squad, operated on the four-time overall World Cup champion in Vail, Colorado on Sunday. He is optimistic at a full recovery and said that she will do everything in her power to return as quickly as possible to competitive skiing. Vonn had tore her anterior cruciate and medial collateral ligaments last week during the Super G in Schladming, Austria. She had also broke a bone in her lower leg. She's 28 years old and wants to be healed in time for the 2014 Sochi Winter Games, which are a year away. I gotta tell you, good for her. I mean, she is tough. That's gotta be so rough, though. I mean, you've been doing your sport and then you get a crash and something that happens instantaneously and it blows out your knee and, people ask, can she do it? I mean, yes, she can. Hopefully, unfortunately, when you have ligament issues, you need to be concerned about the trust. Can you trust the ligaments? Can you trust? And she's going to have to go through a lot of strengthening, a lot of physical therapy. And that's going to probably be the biggest thing. Many people with meniscal issues, yeah, you can have tear, you can have pain, you can have pops. But when it's the ligaments and skiing, I had a pretty bad ligament sprain. I'm sorry. When I fell down a black diamond skiing. And I've never really been able to trust my knee since. And so I've avoided any heavy skiing for that matter. So as long as she could trust that knee, and as long as she doesn't have pain and she's able to pivot when she needs to, I think she'll be okay. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon every day, plus Saturday, 10 a.m. Pacific time. If you have any calls, questions, medical issues, call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI. Even if it's non-medical, we talk about everything. So I guess a woman had died from drinking 10 liters of soda a day. According to a New Zealand coroner, he has clarified that the cause of one mother's death had to do with her drinking of at least 10 liters of Coca-Cola a day. Natasha Harris had gone into cardiac arrest in February 2010 and died at the age of 30. Apparently, she didn't so much die from the substance of the Coca-Cola, but it was the hypokalemia. She had a lack of potassium in the blood. So my guess is it diuresed, caused her to urinate a lot, lose the potassium, or maybe she didn't eat anything else, so she wasn't getting potassium. There could be a variety of things. From what we understand, her teeth had to be removed because the sugar had caused decay. She was addicted to the soda. She would go through withdrawal and start to shake if she didn't get her Coca-Cola. At least one of her 8 children was born without enamel on his or her teeth because of her addiction. So the consumption of the Coca-Cola, maybe also because of the caffeine, caused cardiac arrhythmia. So the heart had a funny beat. Now, the New Zealand coroner, Crerar, said drinking that much soda is equivalent to more than 2 pounds of sugar and 970 milligrams of caffeine. He says, I find that when all the available evidence is considered, were it not for the consumption of very large quantities of Coke, it is unlikely that she would have died, and when she died and how she died. Now, Coca-Cola has argued that its product cannot be linked to her death. Now, last year, in a statement to the Southland Times newspaper, a Coca-Cola representative said that grossly excessive ingestion of any food product, including water, could be harmful. Agreed. He said, they say, we believe that all foods and beverages can have a place in a balanced and sensible diet combined with an active lifestyle. I mean, people have been drinking Coke for years. The difference is people now, they're going crazy with it. I mean, they are, it's at the point where that's, I mean, people are, it's part of their breakfast, part of their lunch, part of their dinner. I mean, look what Mountain Dew's doing. Pepsi is rolling out an energy drink. Right? That's basically Mountain Dew plus in a different flavor, fruit punch, etc., with vitamins in it and 5% fruit juice, with 92 milligrams of caffeine. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous what people are doing now as they're, you know, putting it into their body. They take better care of their cars than they do their body. So the New Zealand coroner, I don't think, is going to stop there. All right? You know, he said the soft drink company was not to blame for her death, but the product is a contributing factor. He recommends that the government consider imposing caffeine and sugar warnings on soft drinks, such as those already compulsory on energy drinks. He said in the months leading up to her death, her health had deteriorated, according to her partner. She had no energy, was feeling sick all the time. I wonder if she had diabetes. Did anybody check if she had diabetes? He said her Coke habit had become an addiction. She would get moody and get headaches if she didn't have any Coke. She also felt low in energy. The coroner found that she died from cardiac arrhythmia, found slumped on the toilet, gasping for air, as well as a myriad of medical conditions, no teeth, racing heart. She drank 6 to 10 liters a day, 2.5 times the recommended daily amount of caffeine, 11 times more of the recommended sugar intake. And that's not even including food. Okay, I mean, that's just what she drank. The ingredients combined with poor diet said caused her to develop an enlarged liver and electrolyte imbalance, which ultimately led to her death. She had symptoms of caffeine overdose. So, you know, but now some of you are like, okay, well, Dahlia, that's just a weird case. That doesn't happen to any of us. Okay, but I want you to think about it. Okay, our days are longer now, aren't they? We just seem to be... I just think our days are longer. And so think about it. You get up in the morning. Let's say you get up at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning and you're having trouble, let's say, getting up. So you decide to swag, you know, take a swish of some Coke. Okay. Right. Then that's 6 in the morning. Okay. Then about 9 in the morning, you get to work and there's some drinks and some sugary drinks. All right. So you take a little bit then too. All right, or maybe you decide to drink a Diet Coke. Okay, now it's noon, so now you're having lunch, so you get a soda with your lunch. Then it's in the afternoon, maybe you guys are on break, maybe you're starting to wind down, you need a little something for energy, so you take something for energy 4 or 5 o'clock. Then it's dinner time at 6, 7, you have some soda, and then when you have a snack before bed, you see how easy it is to drink 6 glasses a day or 6 sodas a day. You see how easy that is? Just like when we talked about wine. When we were talking about wine and how a woman drinking more than 2 glasses of wine is considered alcohol abuse, we talked about how easy it is to drink wine. I'm not a wine drinker, but I know people cook with wine, right? While they're cooking with wine, they may take a sip. As they're preparing dinner, kids finally get their homework done. They come downstairs or into the eating area. Everybody sits and eats. Mom will, you know, finish the rest of her glass of wine. Then kids go to bed. Mom decides to relax with hubby. Again, sit down and have some wine. These people aren't alcoholics. But when you take a look at their daily routine, they're consuming a lot of wine. Very easy to do that. Well, just like with soda. So we strongly urge you, strongly urge you to, you know, just kind of take a look and see what you do. I didn't realize how much chocolate I ate until I did that. I was like, okay, well, I had a little piece in the morning to wake myself up at 6 in the morning. Then I had a little piece at snack at 10 o'clock. Then at lunchtime, I would eat a little bit for dessert. I'd come home while waiting for dinner, eat a little bit of chocolate. And then after dinner for dessert, eat a little bit of chocolate. That's five pieces of chocolate. Okay, now if you break up a whole candy bar into little pieces, maybe it's tolerable, but still, a candy bar a day is too much. So you see, sometimes you're just shocked, okay? Now, speaking of shock, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Doctors in Turkey have described what they claim to be a real-life vampire with multiple personalities and an addiction to drinking blood. A 23-year-old married man apparently started out slicing his own arms, chest and belly with razor blades, letting the blood drip into a cup so he could drink it. But then he experienced compulsions. I can't talk about this without getting sick. He started to turn to other sources. The man, whose name and hometown are not revealed, has been arrested several times after stabbing and biting others to collect and drink their blood. He apparently even got his father to get him bags from blood banks. This report is released in the February 8th Journal of Psychotherapy and Psychosomatics. The doctor said they found traumatic events in the man's life leading up to this two-year blood-sucking phase. Apparently, he lost his four-month-old daughter. He had witnessed a murder of his uncle, saw another violent killing, and I think he just lost it. He talks to himself. He claims to be tormented by an imaginary companion. So he probably has schizophrenia. To me, that sounds like schizophrenia. He says this imaginary companion has forced him to carry out violent acts and attempt suicide. He also has memory gaps in his daily life and reported instances of being in a new place without any idea how he got there. So having multiple personalities, dissociative identity disorder because he thinks he's a vampire, etc. And they think this is the first patient to have what they call vampirism. Now, a dissociative identity disorder was made famous by the story of Shirley Mason, who was diagnosed as having 16 separate personalities, known as Sybil, as a result of physical and sexual abuse by her mother. The authors of this vampire case note that in this dissociative identity disorder, it's often linked to childhood abuse and neglect. The mother of this quote-unquote vampire blood addict apparently says the kid had freak-out episodes during his adolescence in which she attacked him, but the man also claimed to have no memory of his childhood between ages 5 and 11. It's very interesting how the mind could shut itself off, how the mind could cause you to change like that. Never underestimate the power of someone's mind, you know? That's why I always kind of look like this dormer, this ex-cop that's going on a shooting spree, killing people. You know, sometimes you can't use logic to figure out what they're thinking. Something snapped. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please be safe out there, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neoferra. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to
neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.